Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, hoping you had a wonderful Yom Tov and a Kesiva Kesima Tova. The Mishnah Yomi is continuing in the second parak of Chala, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha Yoshevet V'kotza Chalata Aruma. A woman may, this doesn't mean she should, Rabotai, but technically she is allowed to sit and separate out the Chala while undressed. And this includes making the blessing. She can make the bracha on separating challah even though she is naked. The Mishnah explains, "Mipnei she'yachola lechasot atzma," because she's actually able to cover herself, meaning that the private parts can be adjacent to the ground. So she's sitting in a manner where her private parts are not visible. And that's enough to fulfill the requirement that she's not what we call libra roei asa'erva. It's a discussion in the Gemara in Brachos about your heart and your private parts being exposed to one another, which prevents making a bracha. So in this case, she can have her lower parts, her private parts, next to the ground, on the ground, and she's able to make the blessing. Now, it doesn't mean she should, but technically she could. Avalo ha'ish, the Mishnah says, but a man cannot do that. He has different anatomy. He has a different kind of parts down there below the waist. So his parts would not be able to be covered if he's sitting on the ground. So he cannot do that. Guys, you got to put your clothes on before you separate challah. The Mishnah continues, Misha einu yachol lasut yisotu b'tahara. Someone can't make his dough in a state of ritual purity. Barter says he's tamei and he has no mikvah around. So he's got a problem. He can't make the dough in a tahor state. So what should he do? The Mishnah says, Ya'aseina kabin, make the dough one kav at a time. Now we've mentioned the shear, the minimum requirement for the mitzvah of challah is more than a kav. It's 5/4 of a kav. So it's like 1 1/4 kav. So he just makes one kav. He's not really chayav in the mitzvah deraisa of challah. So he should make it in small amounts, so he's not chayav to take challah, instead of making a big dough in a state of impurity. Rabbi Akiva has a different opinion. Ya'aseinu betumah, make the big dough, make a whole batch, but make it impure. He has no choice in this matter. He can't purify himself. Ya'aseinu kavin, don't make it in small portions that are exempt. Why? So Rabbi Akiva explains. Shekishem shehu kore letzahira, just like your kore shem, you're designating, doing a mitzvah of designating the tithe for tahora, for pure challah, from a pure dough, kachu kore letzmeya, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah of calling the name of challah on an impure dough. Lezo kore challah b'shem, lezo kore challah b'shem. So Rabbi Akiva says, whether or not your dough is tahor or tame, you're still designating it verbally as challah, and it gets the halachic designation of challah, even if it's tamea, it's perfectly acceptable to designate challah tamea. And this is Rabbi Osai, this is what we do lemaisa nowadays when everyone's tamea, basically everyone's considered tamea. We've all been to a base kvaros or touched someone who's been to base kvaros, and everyone's tamea basically with regard to challah. So, but Rabbi Akiva continues, "Val kabin ein lohen chelik b'shem." But making a dough that's exempt from challah because it's not the right amount, it's not big enough, so there's no koreshem here. So a small dough, too small, just a kav, has no share in this designation. Okay, let's go on to Mishnah Dalet. Ha'ose isato kabim. So someone made these small rolls, which really he could because the Bartner says halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. It might actually be preferable to make small doughs that are exempt from challah instead of one big tame dough. Although nowadays, again, we have no choice. But someone who made these small doughs, kav sized, so not really chayav in challah, v'nagu zevizei, and then they touched each other. Peturim min hachala ad sheyeshochu. They're still putter from challah. You can't take one kav on the left, one kav on the right, and have them just barely touching each other. That doesn't make them into one big dough until they are yashochu, until they are biting one another. Meaning if you pulled one off the other, it would kind of, some of it would come with it. We see this with dough that's sticky as it kind of makes these lines. You try to pull a piece off, and it's kind of like these lines attaching it, something like that. Now, some, unfortunately, understand this is after they've gone in the oven these doughs have puffed up a little bit into breads, and in the oven they kind of were close enough to each other where now they're touching each other. So if they're really interconnected, they could be considered one big piece of bread for challah purposes. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af harodeh v'notan lasal, even someone who takes bread out of the oven and puts it into one basket together, hatzal mitzarfan l'challah, putting them in one basket together, combines them for challah. So it's amazing, two amazing things here. The first, that you can take challah after the bread is baked and out of the oven. And the second, that these breads don't have to be really physically interconnected. They can just be in the same physical place, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's enough to take challah from them together. Shkoyach Rabosa, Shana Tova.